What is up? This is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to episode 217 of the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, guys. I hope you are doing amazing today. And guys, on today's Q&A show, I don't really have a question that I'm going to be answering or addressing, but I'm going to be covering a couple different topics here over the course of the next 5 to 10 minutes. Number one, I really want to plant the seed, encourage you to listen to this upcoming Monday's masterclass. It's going to be episode 218, which is being released on my birthday, July 2nd. And as a result, I'm doing something slightly different. It's not your typical interview style masterclass. So I just want to plant that seed. I want to encourage you because it's my birthday. I wanted to do something a little bit different and give you guys a sneak peek to a call that we had about something that's near and dear to my heart and something that it's coming up and I'm really, really excited about. So that's the first thing, guys. Second thing is I continue to get just showered with love, and I'm not saying that in a cocky kind of way or anything like that. The complete opposite. I'm really, really humbled. I'm really, really grateful. And I just want to take a minute or two to recognize just a few people that have just reached out to me and given me just some specifics, and they've taken the time to submit a review in iTunes, which I'm extremely grateful for, and just some other people that have also done that but have reached out via Facebook. And so want to give a shout out to my man Joshua Hines out of Maryland. He sent me a message. About 2-3 weeks ago, Alex, I'm loving your podcast. I listen to 4 to 5 others regularly, and yours is my favorite for several reasons. Keep up the good work, with a little emoji. And then, you know, him and I just kind of started engaging in Facebook, and basically he said, you know, I asked him, I said, what, I'm always looking to improve the podcast. I'm always looking to up my game and help you guys up your game. And I said, you know, what can I do different? What can I do better? What do you like about it? What do you not like about it? He said, you're real and I can relate a lot to your personality. You have on tremendous guests and no fluff. You drop knowledge bombs and there's no interruption with ads or otherwise. Wouldn't be the end of the world, but I realize, but I really do feel like you maximize each episode. Keep up the good work and I hope to be a guest one day, brother. So, you know, and then he went on to basically said, you know, that it's just basically had a big impact on his life and on his business. And then Kyle Donnie out of Colorado. What's up, Alex? Love your podcast. One of the best out there. Always great content. Thank you for producing them, man. So just a couple of people. There's been several others. Debbie Franco and kind of the list goes on and on of just people that have been reaching out. And it means a lot. You know, you guys don't have to do that. I realize it only takes a minute or two, but, you know, just being intentional, just putting a message out there, letting somebody know that you feel like they're doing good work goes a long way. And it just opens doors to, you know, to have relationships cultivated and built. And that's something that I'm constantly thinking about. You know, whenever somebody pops into my mind, lately, one of the things I've been doing more and more is I'll create a video message and I'll text it to them, or I'll send a handwritten note. You know, that's something I want to do even more of moving forward. And you know, there's so much noise out there with emails and just everything else, Facebook and news and TV and, you know, all these different social media tools that we have. And sometimes just good old fashioned picking up the phone, calling someone, sending a handwritten note, or doing something slightly different, like a video message. I was having a conversation with somebody that reached out, also somebody that was just kind of thanking me for the podcast and everything. And we got to having a chat, and he actually told me something that I hadn't even thought of. He said, you know, one of the things that he does in his business is he will cold FaceTime people. Okay. So, you know, how, like if you have an iPhone, you can call people, you could text people, you could FaceTime, which is something that most people only use with their family. Like I FaceTime my parents on a daily basis. Right. And those are pretty much the only people I FaceTime with. Well, what about if you FaceTimed a homeowner? Okay. And just said, hey, just wanted to see how you're doing. Just wanted to follow up. Let me know if you need anything. I'm here for you. Right. Just something like that. Super simple. Right. Forget about using these tools to try to sell something or to get something. Put that away. You know, I was watching my boy, Mark Evans. We just had him on the podcast, episode 208. If you didn't get a chance to check that out, we talked about the 10-minute business owner. Go to flipempire.com/episode208. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, he was doing, a Facebook Live or something. And he was talking about, he said something that jumped out at me. And it's not that I hadn't heard this before and I know this, but it was just a reminder. He says, selling doesn't become selling when you're genuinely trying to help. You know, so like if you believe in a product or service, it's not selling. But if you come at it from the place of, hey, I'm not worried about what I might get out of this interaction, this conversation, this transaction or whatever, right? But you're genuinely just trying to help, then it's not selling. It takes the pressure off. So, you know, when you reach out to people and you genuinely care and you really just start following up, it comes through. It comes across. So anyway, I wanted to... I thought it was a really cool idea to cold FaceTime somebody. I haven't done it, and anyways, that's something that I'm not gonna mention his name just because I didn't say I was gonna mention that, but yeah, I thought that was really cool. So anyways, guys, aside from that, like I said, I'm going to be marrying my sister at the end of July. I'm really excited about that. So we're traveling to Europe, going to hop on a cruise for a week. And then after that, we're going to spend another week in Portugal. And my little sister's getting married. So really, really excited about the month of July. And just, we have several trips planned and just heading into the summer. And, this is also around the time that I look back at the first couple quarters of the year and I realize, okay, what did we do well? What did we absolutely suck at that we need to get better at? Who do I need to bring on the team? How can we be more efficient? How can we make things easier, faster, and cheaper while not sacrificing integrity or quality? Okay, that's something I want you guys to write down. Always ask yourself, how can I make things more efficient? How did I say that? How do I make things cheaper, faster, easier, more efficient without sacrificing the integrity or the quality of the work or the people? Ask yourself better questions. You're going to get better answers. So kind of along those lines, you know, public service announcement. I am looking for, number one, I'm looking for a naturally gifted, talented salesperson. I don't care what industry you are in or they are in, right? They could sell sewing machines for all I care. It doesn't matter to me what industry, but I want somebody that is just a naturally gifted salesperson that has a particular personality type that can join our team, you know, as an acquisitions manager. I'm looking for, number one, I'm looking for people that fit our culture, our core values, and our purpose, you know, which is to help people with unwanted properties in South Florida. That message resonates with them. This isn't, there's opportunity to make a lot of money, but I don't want people that are just here for the money. The obviously compensation is a big part of any position, but I'm not looking for, I'm probably not the company that can, that, you know, you might make the most amount of money with, although there's, you know, it's 100% commission position. There's, you know, unlimited potential, right? But I'm looking for people where, you know, yes, they want to make a lot of money, but they also want to help people. And that's just as important. And people that have a particular skill set, somebody that's just a naturally gifted salesperson to join our team. You know, we have a fun culture. We're virtual. We're here in South Florida. And I'm looking for, I'm looking for that right salesperson to join our team as an acquisitions rep. So guys, if you have any interest in that, go to flipempire.com/team member. Okay. flipempire.com/team member. And there's going to be some questions that I'm going to ask you there, and then that'll kind of start the process of reaching out. So again, guys, if you have any interest, maybe you've tried to go at this business yourself, or maybe you've tried to build a team and you realize, hey, listen, I have a particular skill set. I don't want the headaches and everything else that comes with building this business. You know, we're in a simple business, but it's not easy. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, we have marketing and acquisitions and dispositions and the transaction side of the business. And we have, you know, the relationships, and we have like, and then between, or I should say under all of that, we have all these different subcategories and sub segments of the business. You know, maybe you just figure out that, hey, this isn't my unique ability, or maybe this isn't for me to go at this alone. And you want to plug into a team, you want to plug into a system, you want opportunities to just kind of shine and focus and add value in one particular area of the business. That this may be a fit then, you know, if that's you, or maybe you haven't tried to go at this alone and you have no desire or interest to build a business, but you want to find the right culture. You want to find, you know, just people that are here to serve. Yes, we're here to make a lot of money, and but we're also here to help people, and that's first and foremost. So, if any of this is kind of, you know, resonating with you, you know, I encourage you, go to flipempire.com/team member, and then there'll be like you know, some questions there that'll kind of get the ball rolling, and we'll go from there. You know, we'll go from there and see if it's a fit. I'm just looking for one person, and again, first and foremost, it's, is it a culture match? Is it, is there an alignment with core values and our purpose? And then also I'm looking, of course, for, do they have a particular skill set? Is this person just a naturally gifted salesperson that can shine? We have the training, we have the resources, we have the systems, we have the infrastructure to set you up for success. I'm just looking for the right person. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there. And what else? I felt like there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Anyway, this show, you know, I try to keep these around 7 to 15 minutes or so. So we're pretty much in that zone. Guys, definitely plug in to episode 218, which is coming up here. Depending on when you're listening to this, it might already be available. And then I got some rock stars. I know that rock stars is like a completely overused term and phrase, but I got some effing studs, just to be point blank, coming up on the podcast. You know, people like one dude that I'm interviewing, that I've already interviewed, but you know, a show hasn't been released yet in a couple of weeks. Dude just came off a month where he closed 21 deals in one, if not the hottest market in the country. And we get into very specific things like what niche list he's getting his deals from, how he's getting the niche list, you know, skip tracing, cold calling tips, his hiring systems, hiring process. You know, then I have a dude on the, you know, come on the podcast that just has, I mean, this guy has, he has the business set up to completely run without him. I'm talking about the whole thing. Right. And he was very intentional about setting it up that way. So we talk about that. We talk about, you know, a failed partnership, which caused a lot of stress, headache, and everything else that goes with that. And we talk about building wealth. And anyways, guys, I got some kick-ass experts lined up for these masterclass. And then, you know, I've had several people reach out to me. My boy Cecil reached out to me 2-3 weeks ago, and he was telling me how he particularly likes these Q&A episodes, like the Thursday shows, where it's just me, you know, and that's part of the reason I do two shows per week, where I know a lot of other podcasts, it's one show per week, is because, you know, different flavors for different people, you know. So whatever it is, I just hope that if one of the 217 episodes now that have been released, if just one of those shows does something for you, it's worth the time, the money, and everything else that I put into this podcast. So thank you, guys. If you want to show your love, please head over to flipempire.com/iTunes. Leave me a rating and review. Whatever rating and review you want to leave me, just ask that you be honest. And if you don't want to show love, that's cool too. Just continue to you know, subscribe to the podcast and plug in, and you know, share this episode with your friends, guys, or any other episode in the past. Tag me on social media. You know, let me know if you have any questions. Let me know what you thought of the episode. I want to interact more with you guys on social media, and or otherwise. And I just want to thank you for that. So I'm going to sign off, guys. I'm excited about the upcoming episode that's being released here. On my birthday, July 2nd, I am turning 28 years old. I call BS on that. I'm turning 38. So, but I feel good. I feel like I'm 28. So guys, love you. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.